Hello, it's Jacqueline Sanders Blackman, and I'm up bright and early, headed off to the Team Forum 2017, sponsored by Delta Sigma Theta. It's a STEAM fest. Their theme is Imagine, Create, Innovate. The possibilities are limitless. It's a team forum focused on science, technology, engineering, and math. It's free. It's for grades 6 through 12, and there's also a parent session. It's going to run today from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Lovett School, and that's on Paces Ferry Road in Atlanta, Georgia. And I know I share with my listeners events that are happening in the Atlanta area, and then also when we travel to various events, and they might think that, okay, I can't get to Atlanta, I'm not located in Atlanta. But the reason why I share these events is because to give you an idea and maybe even inspire you to reach out to community organizations to sponsor events like this. Again, Delta Sigma Theta has brought their sponsors together to give this free event open to the public. And it's talking to both teens and parents. Now, I'm up bright and early because I'm going to be one of the people that's going to be doing a presentation during the parent sessions, talking to them about how do we prepare our young ones for STEM careers, STEM degrees, and even why. So I'm very excited about that. I broke my presentation down into 12 steps. I thought that was pretty straightforward, and I'm going to count them down through the various steps. So if you will humor me, I'm going to count you down. I'm going to kind of practice, give you a preview of what I'm going to be sharing with them. Number one is on our countdown is, what's the big deal? Why is STEM all of a sudden a big deal? What's all the hype? And my subtitle to that is how to recession-proof your children. Things may change from decade to decade about in the job market. And what we saw was a big shift from the industrial age, people just not leaving high school and getting factory jobs and being able to work there for 30 years and retire, but instead a shift to the STEM, science, technology, engineering, art, design, and math. And it's showing, and between now and 2020, it's only going to triple because we keep building and innovating, but those things, and then once we start mass producing them, then we have to support and maintain them. There has to be laws introduced. There's just everything in our culture changes around STEM. So number one, it's here to stay. And number two, this is where the high-paying jobs are going to be. Because why? And this is one of my slides. The other jobs are going to robots. I have a list of 21 jobs from chef to factory worker to surgeon. Yes, surgeon. You may have a picture of that. Farming, food delivery, journalism, soldiers, firefighting. Those are going to go to the robots. So what you want to do is be the person that knows the language and code or has a skill set related to this area so that you can be the person either creating or maintaining these robots, because they're going to take those repetitive jobs. I also point out that STEM impacts every aspect of our life. Everything ever manufactured, the software and the hardware, the logic that goes into the technology. Science is about discovering and finding ways to leverage science to make people healthier, live longer. Art design is about human interactions with these so-called robots. Mathematics is about the reasoning and insight to predict our world. So we need to be in every aspect, in every one of these arenas, because people are making choices on our behalf about our livelihood and our lifestyle. And my last point, and we're still on number one, is it's about creating deep thinkers. It's about creating critical and strategic thinkers. The way our school systems are today, it's teaching kids how to take tests, not how to be critical thinkers. That's going to be necessary for the high-paying jobs in the futures, for innovators and entrepreneurs. Okay, I'm going to move a lot quicker on the others. Number two. But what about what I want? Young people might throw out there that, hey, don't push me in STEM. STEM may not be my thing. Well, reverse it. Tell me what your thing is, and I'll tell you how STEM is a part of it. The other question, especially since it's a team forum, do I have to decide now? No, you don't have to decide. However, the sooner you decide, the sooner you lock in, the better. Just like athletes, when they decide in high school and play through all 4 years, they have scouts that are watching them and then offer them scholarships. So when they go to college, college is paid for. And then after college, the pros are scouting them. The same thing is happening in the IT industry because of the demand. So the sooner, the better. The next one, why now? Why all of a sudden is all the rage about STEM? Well, it's been there going on in the background. And my next slide is a picture of Hidden Figures. But that movie really is the catalyst to put it out front and center, put it at the dinner table. We've been a part of STEM, but it's been hidden. It hasn't been promoted. And that's something that we need to do. That's something that Technology Espresso is at the heart and center of what we do. We wanted to promote it. We wanted to promote those unsung heroes. And then there's some history, and I bring up some history, about as a culture, people of color, sometimes there's a lot of distrust and a lack of information. And when you have that, then the fear sets in. And so we've been a little bit gun-shy about computers and robots. Some of the things I hear is people are afraid that they're going to be monitored, that there's going to be biases, is that, we all the rage right now is fake news, and they want to blame that on technology. No, actually, technology probably helped bring it to the forefront. And then also we have a lot of first-generation STEM families. And so there's a lot of lack of information, just not being exposed or knowing how to explain it to their children. And thankfully for programs like what Delta Sigma Theta is doing this weekend, it's having a parent forum in parallel with the teen forum, because very quickly the young people know more about technology than the parents. Okay, moving right along. Number four. But what about the mixed messages? Young people, they see all around them how athletes and even television and singers, how they are supported in the community. But academics, you don't see people standing on the corner singing the praises of people in academics. But that is why we're here, to change all of that. And people like the young man that I've been featuring on our website and some of our postings, we need to let our children know we can do both. When we step into a field, we dominate either way. Myron Rolls is a prime example of someone that played football both in college and professionally, and now he's a neurosurgeon. He got his degree, and he's actually a neurosurgeon. So who says you can't have brains and be athletic? You can, just like you can have brains and beauty. For example, Yara Shahidi, the beautiful actress on the TV series Blackish, she has her grade point average is over a 4.0 because she's taken advanced classes, and her passion is math. So you can have both. I'm going to end on my last one, which is number five. Will I always be the only person of color in the room? You might think you are, but there are others. And what we do is we have to find each other. We're in every field. We've accomplished, but we've been hidden. And whether it's science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, you'll see our series both on YouTube, and you'll also see on Instagram, where I've posted names that we need to familiarize ourselves with. When Black History Month comes around, the only scientist that we can think of shouldn't be George Washington Carver. So we've got work to do, and that's just 1 through 5. I have 6 other points, and I'll continue that on our next episode. But thanks for tuning in. I'll check back in with you on the other side of today's event. Really excited. And if you want more information on how to set up a team, form a STEAM Fest in your area, or to connect with Delta Sigma Theta in your area, please send us an email at technologyexpresso@gmail.com.
Stump for steam, stump, stump, stump for steam. Stump for steam, everybody stumping for steam. Stump for steam, stump, stump, stump for steam. Stump for steam, now come and join the team. Arena. Science, technology, engineering, art, design, mathematics got us all cheering. Let's get excited about it. It's a new roadmap to the American dream. Now is the time, so please don't hold back. Education is the key. Open the door, success will be. STEAM is everywhere. It's what everybody needs. Gotta get those jobs and careers. Spread the word to the community. Shout it from the top. Only good will come. Just wait and see from the air we breathe. Down to the water in Flint. This stuff just ain't for geeks, so get into it. If you can eat it, smell it, play it, then STEAM was used to make it. And they made some good money from it. Now it's time for you to take it. So stomp for STEAM, and don't stop stomping till we dominate. Stomp through the communities and claim what's been waiting for us so great. We don't have to be just consumers, we need to be creators. Now stomp, if you hear me, stand up tall like a skyscraper. Stump for steam, stump, stump, stump for steam.
Stump for steam,
stump for steam. Everybody stumping for steam.
Stump for steam,
stump for steam, stump, stump, stump for steam. Stump for steam, now come and join the team.
Come and join the team.
Stump for steam, stump, stump, stump for steam.
We stumping for steam.
Stump for steam, everybody stumping for steam.
Just stump for steam.
Stump for steam, stump, stump, stump for steam.
All right.
Stump for steam, now come and join the team.
Come join the team.